Hi, welcome to GamerCast, episode 145.
146!
It's 146?
Aye.
Don't put 145 on the screen then.
It's 146, mate. In bold. The biggest writing on the screen at the moment is episode 146.
Okay, well.
Let's just check the website and actually make sure that's right.
While he's doing that, I'm Adam, he's Paul, this is Chris.
Yeah,
this
is GamerCast. Hank, shut up. We're joined by Christopher again this week.
For a special World of Warcraft episode.
No, you just wanted to come over and leave your beer cans all over the place.
Beer!
Yeah, this is another World of Warcraft. Well, no, we've got other stuff from World of Warcraft. We've got important developments such as... Quick Live! But first, let's just read out a letter we received from a loyal listener. Okay, firstly, you can't call the stuff on PSN shit, Paul, or I'll hit you when I see you next. Full stop. I also totally disagree with Adam saying he'd rather spend his money on retail games. A fair amount of stuff coming out specifically on PSN, but also on Xbox Live, are a lot better than current games coming out of retail. Mainly because they have smaller development cycles, so it's easier to push out something nice and simple. Are you trying to put me out of a job?
Yes.
No. Catherine also goes on to say... Oh, this is about postal service. We had a bit of a discussion because Adam was bitching about it.
It's slower in Wales.
What do you read? The Sun?
It's slower in Wales.
You're banned from my house.
It is. I ordered stuff off Play and it always arrived a week earlier at home in England and then it would arrive to me in Wales. I'm sorry. Even Sarah. Sarah's Welsh. She agrees with me.
There's no such thing as Welsh. Right. Also, I must say, I found the postal service, while I've lived in Wales, way better than what I've experienced in Essex. Everything is getting delivered super quick. So that's sort of opposite to what you found then, isn't it?
Well, I live further into the valley than she did. She lives in Newport.
Oh, so because you live in the middle of nowhere, that condemns all of Wales to your backwards life.
Yeah, because it just gets worse the further you go up.
Yeah, that's the same anywhere.
Until you get to the north, in the north everything's nice because they're rich up there.
Well, no, they're all flipping from Liverpool.
Right, my man.
So that's a nice, rather critical email, which I am deeply hurt from. But anyway.
I'm sure she'll forgive you in time.
No, she just this minute asked, are you doing GamerCast? Let's talk a bit about the economy, shall we? Adam?
Yes.
Yeah.
With your new doctorate in bourgeois economics.
Well, as I was saying, it just seems that loads of news articles just keep popping up about companies taking over other companies, things being closed
down. In Soviet Union!
They don't make video
games. Something
makes
something. Of course they make video games.
Tell me one Russian video game that's been made.
Tetris.
Red
Fair
Alert.
Enough. Yeah. Red Alert.
Red Alert was made in Los Angeles.
It wasn't, it was made in Moscow.
No, dude, it was made in Los Angeles by Western Studios.
Fine.
No, Tetris is a good example.
Yeah, you win with that. I bow down to your Tetris. Tetris rocks. It got most people addicted to Game Boys before people actually got into
video
games. Yeah,
damn Nintendo. How dare they license our mighty product from the Soviet Union for distribution in these evil countries. God damn the ministry of whatever it is who handled it.
Well, going back to Catherine's letter, I will say about the PlayStation Network, majority of it is all down to the same reason I'm not buying mainstream games. I just don't have any money.
I just don't buy games. Although, to be fair, I'm buying Empire Total War on Wednesday. So, yeah, what were you saying about the economy? Dude, closer to the microphone or louder?
Ooh, is that loud enough?
Yeah, but I know you're going to say the first two words loud, then you're going to get really quiet. Come on, dude, I get complaints about the audio quality because you lot are all going,
I'm sorry.
You will be. And stop shopping.
I'm not shopping. I was looking at news articles where I was trying to get the inspiration that I was on about it.
Oh,
before.
So you're just going to read out news
this
articles.
This has nothing to do with the economy.
No, it just...
Adam, are you going to start on this news item or shall I just move on to the next?
A lot of companies seem to be taking a lot of hits. There was a news article I read where it was saying that a lot of companies are not going to be pushing their limits as far with trying to take risks on new games. They're just going to stick with what they know. And it's only going to be the companies that got plenty of money behind them that are going to be able to push the limits in gaming, which means we might get a bit of a slow time for a while. Obviously, there's games that are already out in development, but and so many other companies have been laying off staff.
Dude, I have not laid off any staff. You're still here, aren't you? For now.
I don't get paid, so hey, I can't get laid off.
Dude, I'll tell you what. Whenever I have an advertising deal for $10 million, I'll give you a couple of quid.
Cool. I'll put it towards my next game that I'm trying to save up for.
No, I'll just tell you what, I'll buy you a game.
Oh, that's cool. Street Fighter.
No, I reckon at a current rate it will take me about 15 years to get the 60 quid for that microphone back.
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's mainly...
Hang on, do we actually even have any adverts on here?
No.
Oh yeah, I've got my Google ads on there.
Yeah. But I must admit, I've been looking a lot, like, fair enough, here there's a few...
Gamercast, sponsored by...
Cryptic, or advertising
sponsored
for staff.
By... Who the hell's Cryptic?
The people who made Crysis.
That's Crytek.
Crytek. Crytek are hiring, as well as Cryptic, whoever Cryptic may be.
I think you just made it up.
Yeah, they hire gnomes.
They hire gnomes from Gnomenob.
No, just gnomes. Standard
gnomes.
But yeah, I've been spending a lot of time having to look through on recruitment websites for animator positions, and it seems to be...
Can you get an animated job at Westerns?
They don't do animation. They do two-dimensional stuff, but it's all
can't
using...
Can't you do that?
It's all using CAD. I don't know how to use CAD.
Well, learn. Well, I'll tell you what. Phone up your IT people and say, look, guys, I know this would be a lot of hassle, but can you convert everything over to Maya or something, please?
Yeah.
Or maybe even Paint. Guys. Hello? Guys?
Right, do you want to talk about the next thing? Because I would just...
Let's talk a bit about Quake Live, shall we? Quake Live was released this week.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's an online version, web-based version of Quake Free Arena.
Yep.
It's actually quite good. I'm annoyed about a couple of things. One, it requires OpenGL. They haven't rewritten it for something else. I mean, it does require a browser plugin. It does have a lot of stuff to download. So it's, you know...
But it's free.
It's a 10-year-old game, dude. I'd imagine it will always be free, because it's not like they can really charge for it, is it? Otherwise, I'd just go over there and install Quake Free Arena.
I think it's
original.
A good idea, because they're saying Quake Live Beta. So, straight away, if they can build this with this game, it means that if they get people on a good fan base, that maybe they can say, right, we'll keep this as free, but we'll start pushing towards something else.
Stick
that
ads
might...
in it.
Yeah,
just put some flipping McDonald's ads on the wall inside the arena. I don't care. I'll just turn it off. I'll just play my old game with five people playing that online still. It's good. I mean, this is clearly the direction a lot of games are going to go. Even, you know, 10-year-old games like this. But it's very early. If, for example, they had managed to write it in Silverlight... In fact, somebody's actually done Quake 1 in Silverlight. If it was a Silverlight plugin, so you don't need to install all this crap on your computer. You know, it doesn't render through OpenGL, which is annoying as hell. Especially on these drivers I'm using at the moment, because they've got no hardware accelerated OpenGL, which is irritating. It's good, but like I said, they can't really say it's web-based when they need to install something on your computer. Which is why, this is possible in Silverlight. It's probably not possible in Flash, but you could do it in Silverlight quite easily, I think. Because you've got a 3D engine there. Sorted. But the actual download itself, I mean, it is. You can tell it's running the Quake 3 engine, because it does the same freaky gamma thing. If you've ever alt-tabbed out of Quake 3 on the PC, it's got totally different gamma settings to the desktop, so you can notice it. You still get that in this, so yeah. It's really just ported to the web. Server-side matching all done through the website, etc., etc. You can check it out at quicklife.com. You do have to wait in a queue, which is the other big issue I've got with it, because I was literally waiting in the queue for about 20 minutes when it first hit my news eyes machine website where I read things, and I was there for ages waiting. I just gave up, and last night I managed to get on for a bit, but it's, you know,
is it once you're on, you're on?
Yeah, once you're on, you're on, but
it's getting in the queue. Well, probably a lot of people are actually
I mean, just when we looked a minute ago, there were 5,000 people in the queue, and it was probably moving through 100 people every 30 seconds or so. So you'd still be in there for a good 10 minutes.
That's cool.
But yeah, other than that, it's quite cool. Good concept. Windows supported and Internet Explorer and Firefox. Oh, that's the point. We can talk about the new Safari 4 beta later on, can't we? First, we're going to talk a bit about game rate. Are we not there?
No, before that, we're going to talk about Star Ocean 4, the last...
Boring.
...released on Xbox 360 is really added towards...
Hang on a minute. Star Ocean 4, the last hope.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before. Star Wars, the last hope.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. But yeah, this game has really helped with the pushing of sales of the Xbox 360 hardware console in Japan.
In Japan? Oh, konnichiwa!
To the point it's overtaken PlayStation 3 and Wii.
Yeah, that's not hard.
I
thought Killzone was going to drive PS3 sales. Flat. Star Ocean. What am I going to talk about? Quick Live. That's already done. Yeah. Are you doing the show? Are you looking at your computer?
I'm looking for the tech of it.
I look at my computer, but it's the show notes. It's not Amazon looking at what I'm going to buy.
Microsoft's Xbox leads the home console sales with 25,000 units, beating out the Wii at 16,000 units. And PS3 is at 16 low end of 1,000 units.
A blip. It's a blip. Don't worry. Your friends at Sony and their American CEO will be happy soon. Hi, can you please cut our... We've got this division, this company I work for. It's the one which makes the games. Cut that. We're just making televisions. Yeah, cut that Walkman thing.
I didn't
want
to go into it because I couldn't be able to read the article because it was really big. But on IGN, they had this article about what would the world be like in the gaming industry if Sony had never got into it.
Ah, we'd all be playing these little dinky little machines.
It would still be Nintendo. Would it still be Nintendo versus Sega?
No, I reckon Commodore would have entered it.
Because that's the thing. Whether would Microsoft have bothered to actually come into it with if Sony hadn't gone in? Would they have looked at? Would the game industry still be the same way?
Yeah, it depends what the game companies had done.
Yeah,
Microsoft's main response was that for a start, they've got a lot of technology which can already be applied to it. They've got their own X and all that sort of stuff. So they made that investment, so chucking that on an Xbox doesn't cost a lot.
Yeah.
The Xbox One didn't cost a lot in research and development, although the 360 was quite heavy on that.
Yeah, because they wanted to...
Because they wanted to actually kick ass. So they spent the money on it. But I think the main reason was having a web browser on a console connected to your TV. And they wanted to push in a defense against that. Because they've got their web TV business, which I don't think they've done anything with in 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's more of a defensive play against, like, Sony having rich multimedia functions. And they didn't exactly want to be left out of that, because that's obviously what a role of a computer is. Hello.
Hello.
Next thing, please.
Game rating. BBFC.
Right. Dude, get the whip. Every time he stops...
I'm reading
I'm
it first.
Chuck beer at him.
70%.
Yeah, well, if you stopped doing dungeons before the show, you would have a chance to read it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I finally got a chance to have a whole time to myself playing WoW and actually kind of do a dungeon until the healer left. And, oh, I was doing it with you guys.
The healer didn't leave. The warlock left.
The warlock left.
The healer left.
The healer left afterwards.
The healer left because we were going to McDonald's.
I must admit, I understand why the Death Knight got so bitchy when you left. It took me a while to wonder, who the heck? Is this Foulclaw? And it was... I must admit, the banter between you two I should have picked up on. It was Amelia.
Yes. She kept having a go. There's a crap healer. I kept having a go back to him. It was a crap tank.
I thought it was all being pushed at me, like I was the tank. It's like, I'm Spectre. I'm not even Spectre's a tank.
No, you just got tank gear.
I've just got what I picked up.
Okay, you've got whatever you picked up.
Brinley's a hobo. He's a hobo. He just picks up everything and pisses everyone.
Well,
it's quite funny, because Amelia was the tank, she had one mob on her, and then Brinley DPS, and he had about four or five on him.
Second I heal, I've got a mob on me. The second you heal, you've got a mob on you. The warlock won't do anything. With their like tiny 2% of overall damage, or whatever it was.
He was just stood there.
Anyway, let's talk about game ratings.
Yeah, so...
Adam, thank you, please.
Survey done that...
I really feel like I'm having to drive this podcast forward today.
74% of the people, parents in the UK, want game rating to be done by an independent body.
What do they mean by independent?
What do they mean by body?
They want a zombie to do it, who's been decapitated.
A zombie.
Actually, that'd be so awesome!
That actually does kind of like bring me up to something else. Actually, can I go into that before we jump into this?
Adam,
I'm doing.
Stop using my flipping Wi-Fi as well. Pack it in, would you?
Look, there you go. There's the link.
He hacked my flipping network, and now he's using my computer. BBFC. Oh god. So by independent, they're basically saying they want the BBFC to do it.
Yeah. So parents are going, they want...
Two words. No deal.
Yeah.
When the revolution comes, comrades... I'm going to get close to the microphone now. When the revolution comes, comrades... We're not going to stand for the BBFC bossing everyone around. So yeah, this is basically the BBFC trying to justify its pathetic existence. Have we got any issues with game companies rating their own games?
Well,
have we got any examples of where that's not worked?
I must admit,
because it works fine. You know, a game developer knows exactly what's in their game. They can say if it's got swearing or drug references in it because they just fucking made the thing. The BBFC just watched 10 minutes of it and then try and score it. Come on, guys, get real. And the very notion that the BBFC have the ability or the funds to, you know, rate every single game is ridiculous. They can barely cope with the amount of films they've got to do.
So what you're trying to say is there's 74% of parents who complete
dodos. Yes.
Right. So let me just stop you here. I've got something we can...
Dude, this violates the first whatever it is. The Constitution thing.
Right. I can roll into this with
glass crater in the Middle East.
A game I've seen, and this one actually has an 18 rating. But I must admit, it seems like a cool idea. It's a third-person run-around hack-and-slash game. It's called Inchubara.
Inchubara! There's a Chupacabra on the list!
Bikini Samurai Squad. And you basically play a samurai woman with a cowboy hat on in a skimpy bikini. And you have a samurai sword. And you have to go around chopping up zombies. Mm-hmm. And you also have a friend who's a little... Japanese girl in the sailor's outfit looking pretty cute with a samurai sword, and she's helping you, and it's $24.99 off play. I was having a look at the pictures of this on my Xbox, and I was like, Sarah, look at this.
That sounds pretty.
And there's the picture of her in a bikini with a samurai sword, and basically the more she chops zombies up, the more blood is dripping off her pretty much naked body, and she gets more enraged by this and kicks ass even more. So basically you can run around as this really hot naked, half naked girl in a cowboy hat and two samurai swords chopping up the undead, and that's basically the entire game.
Yeah, what's that got to do with what I was just saying?
It's got an 18 rating, so you see,
yeah, that and the developers have also rated it 18 Peggy as well.
Yeah,
well,
I don't get why,
or they've rated it M for mature. Violence, obvious sexual references
of ground and air.
You get a lot worse in 15 rated movies.
Yeah, the movies have an easy time of it though, because it's not cutting into their ad revenue, is it? The games are trying to destroy the press.
You can dress her up and unlock extra costumes. The fact it's got 18 killing zombies and she's near enough half naked anyway, and you can dress her up. That's already saying hello.
Yeah. So what's the issue? Why does the BBFC need to get involved?
I think what I'm saying is...
All now, in favour of repelling the 1984 Video Game Act. Put your hand in the air.
We. My point is that...
that's better.
One or two games like Grand Theft Auto will have this 18 rating. And it's a big statement of saying, have another look at this game. But apart from that, they don't need to have them on everything. It's not like the rest of them... are that bad, okay, a guy got blown off by some mech, but it's a big
games
game.
I think games should have content ratings because parents do want to feel informed about what their kids play,
because they're
playing.
Not going to understand it, they're not going to know. A lot of parents don't get it.
Shh, I'm speaking.
Thank at least 74%
Chris,
of parents
pack it
yeah
in.
I feel sorry for my kids because they're not going to get away with any shit with me. yeah, no, daddy's not going to let you play it, but I'm just going to buy this for myself anyway, because she looks half naked and she's got a samurai sword. Yeah, I'll buy that. Well, you're not playing it.
The kids won't get it anyway.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to be one of those parents that buys it for them either.
You know, all the modern consoles have parental controls built in. You know, if parents really wanted to stop their kids from goofing about with stuff, they can. Retailers won't sell them stuff anyway. Hopefully repairing the video game, whatever it is, will change that. But retailers will continue to do it on a voluntary basis because of the criticism from the press. Because the press have always had it out for video games, just like they had it out for the film industry in the 1950s.
I want to say one thing to this 74%.
Hang on, look, this 74% figure is a waste of time.
Okay, right.
Because we do not know the exact question they were asked. This is a one-off poll. It could mean anything. Yeah, I can go into town right now and I could come up with... I could word a poll so that 2% of parents say.
Okay, right.
I could bias it so much already. Right. The BBFC have obviously done this poll because that's why it's got a colon after the BBFC there. So obviously they're going to try and justify their own existence.
No, I agree with you. Oh.
They're a waste of space. Get rid of the BBFC. We've got a pan-European game rating system, or you could just use the North American rating system. I don't really care which one we use, but we don't need the BBFC
because
we don't need it.
Right. One thing I would like to say is...
Breathe.
A lot of parents get wound up about the fact that
excuse me,
their kids are wanting to play Grand Theft Auto and they're going over their friend's house and their parents bought them Grand Theft Auto. I must admit, even going into some video game stores and even when I worked in them, the amount of times you see the parent come over and they've got that glazed look in their face. And they're just kind of like, they don't care. As far as they're concerned, this is a golden ticket. And they pass the golden ticket to the child and it shuts the fuck up. For a good hour.
Don't swear.
And that's it. And that's
it. Yeah, but the thing is, you also...
and that's what's causing the problems,
Pause.
So,
also, if you just point out to a parent that this game has got 18 or 16 or whatever rating on it, their brain usually clicks in and say, do I really want my kid to have this? And then they make the decision there and then.
Yeah.
Also, I mean,
some of them just don't even look.
A rough guess of my experience, maybe 25% of parents then click in and say, no, you're not having it.
Yeah, some of them are kind of like, oh my god, you try to maybe buy this. Like, again, it's that glazed look. It's the glazed look, they don't care, and they just...
Well, no, they've been in town for 2 hours, dragging this damn kid round, and this is the last place they go in, because they were promising, look, if you shut up and be good for 2 hours, I'll take you in the game. Just shut up while I'm in Tesco, please. So, yeah.
And then they'll pull the whole, well, Timmy's got it, and Timmy's mum bought it for him, so I want it.
Yeah, Tim can...
Yeah, exactly.
So Timmy will grow up to be a little shit now. Shut up and play Kiddie Pinky Adventure.
You know, it should be a voluntary system. So this is what I propose should happen. One, everyone, you know, recognises the idea of how game ratings are important and how it's the parent's decision what the child should be allowed to play. It should not be the role of the state to determine what they should play. So I would even tolerate the BBFC continue to exist if the legal mandate was removed, because we don't need it. Everyone does it voluntarily anyway. Retailers do it voluntarily.
Do you know what they should do?
Hang on, I'm not finished. And then, like I said, you've got the Windows Vista. I'm assuming that's got parental controls as well.
What, my Mac?
Mac OS 10.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Xbox has it. PlayStation has it, doesn't it? Does the Wii... I can't remember.
Yes,
everything's got the rating controls on it. So what's the problem?
The parents.
Do you know what...
The problem isn't the parents. The problem is the BBFC. Look at it there. Acting cocky.
Do you know what I'm going to...
You're going down. When the revolution comes, comrades, you're going to be toiling in my underground sugar caves.
Listen.
What is it with the sugar caves?
There's Simpsons reference.
Okay.
This is what they should do, yeah? Xbox controllers or PlayStation... Any controllers, yeah?
One of your stupid ideas?
Yes. As soon as you pick it up, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It takes on your fingerprints. And it recognises you. It knows your age. And if you're not old enough to play that game, it simply won't turn itself on.
Or you just have the password like you have at the moment.
No,
because straight away makes me decide that controller should not be wireless. It should be USB'd with an extra really chunky port on it that can't be pulled out. And then you just plug it into the mains. And as soon as they touch it and they're not supposed to, just shock them.
Child abuse.
It's like puppy training.
We do need legislation to protect children from dangerous people like Adam. Let's plug the controller into the main so when they touch it, they get killed.
Don't get killed, it's just a gentle shock.
Just a, yeah, out of the mains.
You may just lose bladder control in a few seconds.
I don't feel so good. Let's talk about Safari 4.
Oh, good.
So Safari is the browser which Adam is not using. Adam uses Firefox, good boy. Safari is this pointless browser which ships on macOS, and the last couple of versions have shipped on Windows. And Apple have tried to automatically... I don't use it, so don't look at my computer.
Oh, I was just seeing what the time was.
It's 1939.
So okay. There's a new Pokemon Platinum version comes out in March.
Adam, I'm in the middle of a topic, thank you. Right. What we're talking about? Safari 4. So the new Safari 4... So Safari 3, I don't know, you've seen it on Windows, haven't you? It looks ugly. It looks like iTunes with its ugly grey border.
I used it once on Windows and
yes,
never again.
It looks ugly. It looks like a Mac application. It's all grey, custom UI. So they've released macOS, Safari 4 beta for Windows, and they're using the glass theme instead of just the ugly blocko grey graphics. But...
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's a terrible, mate. Look. You can see my crap behind it. Look at that dude's face. Right, there we go.
It's a bit blurry.
It's supposed to be. If it was clear, it would freak you out and you'd think it's real.
There's a man peering over the top of my browser and he's going to get me.
Dude, this is my OneNote window, not my browser. Here's my browser here. Okay, browser, OneNote, browser, OneNote. See?
So there's a guy in your browser and he's peering over your OneNote. And he's
there's a man.
It.
There's
would be
a
cool
man.
If you could see his little fingers out and poke it out from the edge.
Dude, can you stop? Can you stop interrupting? Thank you. Right. I've got a cough now. Thanks a lot.
No, we're getting you back for all the time you interrupted us.
Okay, I'll just do this really quickly. It's shit. Don't download it. You know how I like Chrome? And Chrome was really minimalistic and, you know, it looked good. You know, you have the tabs at the top of the window in, like, nice white and you could drag them off and on of windows and stuff. Which I mean, it's obviously quite limited and very stripped down and basic. But it was a good browser. I'd consider using it if I wasn't... If like, my browser didn't work, but it does work, so... But yeah, it was a good-looking browser. Safari has basically copied Chrome. Even the icons are the same icons. They've literally done a complete copy of it, except they've ruined it. Instead of having the nice, clear tabs at the top of the window, they've tried to make all the tabs glass. And so... It looks ugly as hell because you've got all this text on there and it all moves around. Oh, it looks horrible. Let me just find a screenshot for you. Because it's terrible. I bet we better find a picture of the tabs now because that's a bit they never show.
They've been released.
I assume so. Has that gotten... Yeah, so you can sort of see it there, but it looks like an ugly mess. You know, Chrome was not. You had the glass behind it, but the tabs were all white, so they're easy to see. This, they just tried to make the tabs transparent, and it's like stacking... If I just stack, like, 50 windows on top of each other, it's like looking like... The tabs look like flat, a blurry mess. So, yeah, it's really bad. If you want a good browser, Chrome is all right. Internet Explorer 8, Release Candidate 1, however, I think is best. Firefox is alright as well. But Firefox, actually, you know, it's getting a bit bloaty, I think.
Does a job for me.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Here's a tab. See, look how bad that looks. It just looks terrible.
Yeah, that's not what I've got in mind. I've just powered up...
Well, that's still version 3, isn't it?
Yeah.
In version 3, the tabs were below, like everything else.
See if it's actually...
See, tabs.
What the hell is that?
This is my comic I did.
Yeah, Safari version 4 beta.
Go back to the top for that comic.
There it is. I ain't going to download it because I don't want it.
Nah, Firefox is better, mate.
Yeah.
Since you don't have Internet Explorer anymore. Although the Mac, actually, the renderer they used in the Internet Explorer Mac was actually superior to the Windows version for quite a while. Yeah, let's move on and talk a bit about the new Nintendo controller.
Yep, new Nintendo controller.
Is this
controller.
A new controller for the DS which you plug into it? Or is this a Wii controller?
No, it is actually a...
Controller by itself, and you just play the game on a controller.
Yeah, it pretty much looks
like... Are you sure this isn't just a DSi?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Basically, the new controller, it is a classic controller Pro.
Oh, so it's just like an old school controller for the
Wii.
Yeah,
it's like... basically, the best way of looking at it, it is... the classic controller, but with the fins at the bottom that go into your hands like the GameCube
fins.
Controller.
Ah, my hand.
But the other good thing about it is it's got additional shoulder buttons on it. So I think for a lot of people who are like big on I'll stop taking the mic. For all those who can't see, he's taking the mic because I've got my MacBook on his lap, so he's had to get his mini Dell out.
And now Chris has got his giant Dell out.
The most humongous giant lemon Dell ever.
Indeed.
You just powered it all up.
That's your fault. You actually made the press lid.
But,
yeah, so what have you got to say about it?
It's just another peripheral that's coming out.
Hey, you've got Worldwide Telescope on that. Good. Worldwide Telescope's really good.
I think it's a good idea. There are a lot of people who have been using the GameCube controllers plugged in, and unless you were one of those lucky people like I was until I got all my stuff nicked of owning a WaveBird, you unfortunately end up having to plug in a cable.
This computer is smaller than that one.
Yeah, I know, it's obvious.
This one's bigger.
Yeah, it's too big, that is.
It's a 19-inch, isn't it?
17.
Oh, it's a 17. This is a
15. This is a
9. Nice. I've lost my train of thought. But yeah, I must admit, there's going to be a lot of people out there who play a lot of GameCube games, play a lot of downloadable games, playing stuff that's off the...
I hate that bloody shiny top.
N64.
That's messy,
then. Yeah. And then you've got a lot of games that have come out late that some people are finding that using waving around your Wii remote is not the answer to all games on the Wii. You want to have a controller. So... this is kind of like a step up from the classic controller, and I must admit, I did have the classic controller, and it was just a little bit. It felt like a swelled SNES controller. It's shaped like a SNES controller. It's just larger.
And, ooh, I've got a message.
And it's got analog sticks. That was the only thing that was added. This one is just extra shoulder buttons, and it's got the fins at the bottom, but. This one says it. In total, the controller has 8 multiple purpose buttons, as well as select
8 buttons,
and
start. My keyboard's got like 110.
And 2 analog directional sticks.
Yeah, keyboard.
So, yeah, I must admit, lost all interest in the Wii. Although I've noticed that their new.
What do you mean the Wii's really good? Have you played that game?
Wii Sports. Yeah, it's good.
No, there's another game.
Legend of Zelda. That's even good.
Big Brain Academy.
Yeah! Hey, can I have my Wii back as well?
That's not your Wii.
When was the last time you played on it? Never.
How long ago did we take it from here?
You took it about a year ago.
Whose Wii is it?
Oh, that's Amelia's.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Have you played on it?
No.
See, I knew straight away as soon as I stopped playing on it, I was kind of like...
I knew straight away before I bought it. I've got the sense.
That's why I traded mine in and got PlayStation 3.
We had somebody trading a PlayStation 3 today.
What did they get?
The Sega Mega Drive.
Speaking of Sega Mega Drive, that new 40-game...
classic Ultra Mega Drive collection machine.
I told that to Sarah, and her eyes near enough came out in stalks. She's always wanted a Mega Drive. I was nearly tempted to buy one for her.
Is she alright?
She always wanted a Mega Drive, but she wouldn't pay the
never
money.
Her eyes.
Oh, yeah. She was fine. Pop in the face and then back in.
That's alright.
No, she's not alright.
No.
Oh, dear.
She better be. She's cooking my dinner. She came in and wanted some attention. She wanted me to talk to her, and I was like,
I'm playing well with my friends.
And she was like, oh, I'll let you play with your friends.
Well, she could play WoW as well, you know.
She did. She's actually played WoW now. but it involved her sitting on my lap and she was using the mouse and I was using the gamepad. So pretty much most of the controls were on me, including steering. But I didn't tell her that. I just said, click on the one that looks like a green hand. Now click on the one 3 down from that. Yay. And this is a zombie, so we're going to click on him. And yeah, I want to kill that. It's like, don't kill that. It's level 60. I won't be able to keep beat it. So she clicks on it.
Is that why Brindley dies all the time?
Oh no, a bit of hardcore.
My name's Brindley.
Brindley. Right. Let's talk about World of Warcraft.
Yeah, let's move. Come on. We know you've been waiting for it, Chris.
Right.
Go for it.
World of Warcraft.
I'll even point the microphone slightly at you.
World of Warcraft.
Don't shout into the microphone. I don't have a pop filter on.
World of Warcraft.
Yes. What do you want to say about it?
All sorts. I don't know where to start. Where do we start?
Ulduar. I haven't watched that new video yet. Where they've got the...
They haven't got an Ulduar video, have they?
Yep.
Have they?
Yep.
We're not watching it, we're doing the podcast.
Oh my god. No, I didn't know they had a Ulduar video. What does it look like?
This.
Oh my god.
Giant, epic, massive, big titans. That it's going back to the kind of titan lore.
I don't like the titans. They're a bunch of gays. All in favour of arresting them.
One thing that they are saying is that you go in with like this, going in with the vehicles, and you actually get catapulted off the vehicle onto the back of the Titan, and then you start the first part of the instance fighting on the back of a Titan's back and working your way around the Titan's back. So, the thing I like about it is that they are going back to the old lore of the Warcraft.
Look, just because you're a dwarf doesn't mean you can go on about the silly Titans.
Titans are actually the very first creators of the world when it comes to the history of World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Dude, so you can keep your Eastern Kingdoms bollocks to yourself, alright?
I must admit,
Elves were the first.
One thing I like about it is the fact that we've got away from...
The trolls.
We've got away from Burning Crusade, Outland, the history of the orcs, where that started from, to the first in lots of invasions. But now we're getting back to some of the other stuff.
Now we're getting back to Azeroth.
We're on Azeroth, and we're getting back into more of the history. So I like where they're going with this. It is nice.
When's all this coming out?
This will be
3.9
patch.
Patch 3.1.
3.9, isn't it?
No, 3.9
is this out. Is part two.
Is it?
This is since basically when? Part two to the to this is pretty much part two to Wrath, isn't it?
Yeah,
to a point, like they did with Burning Crusade. They said they're going to slowly bring it through the storyline.
This is the main, the biggest main patch since the
Wrath of the Lich King.
Because they said they'll be doing another one, which will go to like near the end of the story of the Lich King, where you're going to be getting more to him, to the final.
Yeah, because at the moment you still can't fight the Lich King or anything like that, and they're going to implement that in another instance.
Which
but I think these raids and dungeons they're going to bring out are going to be more hardcore and more for the experienced gamers. Because anything that's out now is easily doable even by the casual gamers.
Yeah.
Apart from, of course, that really nasty dungeon, the Violet Hole, where we wiped the other day.
The Violet Hole, though, now,
it was really embarrassing.
It was. How do you even wipe in Violet Hole? I don't know. Terrible.
Well, it was because of our crap. Who are we with? Oh, wait, I know who we're with. We were with your main, Dragonstar. He's responsible.
You just wanted a chance to use that.
Yeah, I've been trying to work this into the conversation for about 10 minutes.
Another thing they're having in the next patch is dual specking.
Face the microphone, thank you.
Dual specking looks really
good. Dual specking is like totally awesome because now Dinadal, Epic Level 80 Hunter, Steam Mudder Cartel, Order of Destiny, can he can have survival spec for dungeons and maximum DPS output, and he can have Beastmaster for when he's PvPing.
Yes.
Because you need Bestial Wrath really for the PvP. Another good addition for hunters, of course, is they're going to let ammo stack a lot more. So hopefully we'll be able to like have a stack of 1,000 bullets instead of like 200.
It's no longer going to be consumable.
It will be. They're not going to do that.
They've taken that off.
Yeah, they're just going to make it stack more and get rid of the ammo bags.
Okay.
Because arrows are so expensive.
Yeah.
The other thing about dual specking is you can only do it at level 80, and you have to pay a one-off fee, which is probably going to be quite high.
then you have to use the lexicon book, whatever it's
lexicon
called.
Lexicon of power.
To swap backwards and forwards.
I think it's similar to a Superman.
They're also going to have it so that it will be able to be summoned in a raid.
Yes, by inscriptors.
Inscriptioners.
Yes, so that'll actually make inscription useful.
Yeah, so that adds another element to raid, so that they'll be able to bring that out. So mid raid,
if you have someone who's not very good at something, and you need swapping, and say you
if you've got a warrior,
say you can't find another healer, and then somebody else says, "Well,
I can switch to healing."
Yeah, I'm a sort of shadow priest, but if you really need to, I can switch to healing. And because along with dual specking, you'll have the ability to change from one set of gear to another just by clicking a button. So you'll be able to just say, "Well, I've got my healing gear, I'll just change here. If somebody can put up a lexicon of power,
yeah,
I'll be able to do that straight away."
It also gives
another cool addition for hunters is you can summon your pet from the stables.
Yeah, which is quite good.
Which would be good for me, because at the moment I never change from Fred, because I'm out in the middle of nowhere and we say, "Oh, I wish I had another pet." But, you know, and quite often I get people ask me, "Why don't you tame that pet over there?" It's because I'd have to chuck Fred away permanently to tame him. I can't summon him back to the stable and then tame something else.
Yeah, that's a good point. It allows you to not have to spend all your time with a very new pet. Because I wouldn't mind,
apparently for tanking, the crocodiles look to be the new best spec. At the moment, it's a gritters because they've got the thunder stomp, which is good for keeping aggro.
The other thing I like about it is the design of going through a raid with the fact of you get to a point where you kind of, well, we actually need more healers, and the tank and DPS, we don't need as many of them now. We can just go in with a couple of DPS and the main tank, and we just need to constantly heal them. Then you could have a druid who is doing DPS can jump to retro.
Well, the great thing is, like, certain raids, you can go the whole raid with a group, but some bosses require more DPS than others. Yeah. Some bosses require just the one tank. Some bosses require two or three, four tanks, depending on what adds there are.
It means that you're going to have some really good things with having what paladins and druids are going to be so useful to be one minute they're one thing, one minute they're another.
Another thing,
or hunters who can switch from DPS to DPS. Yeah. It's really awesome.
Another thing is, when they do the new Ulduar raid, it's probably going to mean that one whole group probably won't be able to do the whole raid without swapping specs at some point.
Yeah,
because they're obviously going to want people to play along with.
Yeah, I'm going to have to switch to my DPS spec for dinner now.
Well, the other good thing about it is like,
yeah, when I'm survival, we'll see how Dragonstar ranks.
For hunters, you're looking at it more in the sense.
I reckon a good 10% more DPS output from survival.
The different type of spec that you're using for DPS, the way that you do up your talents, you might go, "This one is perfect for doing raids." And then this one is absolutely perfect for just me going out in the world or me doing PvP. And if you're like, "I do raids, I do PvP, that's all I do. I won't anything else in the middle, I'm not that fussed about." But you're doing PvP and then someone goes, "Oh, do you want to come on this raid?" And like, "Right, I'll just go find the thing, pay a couple of gold, I have to respec. I'm going to have to find that note of paper where I remembered where I wrote it all down."
Hunters wouldn't do that because...
No point.
For 10 or 15%, it's not worth going and respeccing and putting all your buttons back. And
yeah, where now you'll have... The buttons will be pre-designed where they load to when you change spec.
Explosive shot. Yeah.
But
bye-bye, Bestial Wrath. Explosive shot.
I do like the fact they're going to have a thing for your gear, so you'll be able to
That's good, because at the moment, 8 slots in my bag. I'm a hunter, so I'm already down 1 bag slot for my ammo.
Yeah.
And I've got 8 bits of PvE gear, which gets swapped over every time I do something with my PvP, and it's not good. If all that can happen automatically.
Yeah. They did say that they're slowly going to be dragging some of it in bit at a time into the test realms, but they've also said that the test realms, they will not be giving you free characters, so you're going to have to transfer your own characters in the test realm this time.
Piss off.
Another cool thing is mounts being able to swim.
They're actually going to be bringing it in on this patch, are they?
Yep, so you won't be dismounted when you're... Only your land mounts. When your land mounts go through water, you won't be dismounted.
Which is cool.
It will dismount you if
you're just have out. Swimming elephants.
I presume they dismount as soon as you try and force yourself underwater.
At the moment?
No, I mean when they bring out the patch. If you're on a horse and you kind of look down so that you start swimming downwards, I imagine the horse will dismount.
No, I think it's... the idea of it is swimming mount.
a swimming
elephant. I think a lot of it is just so that you never dismount whenever you hit water, because you always have to look for the shallowest point, because you'll dismount and then you have to bring it back up again, and it always looks unrealistic because the horse actually can get, a real horse can actually get to the point of being shoulders and neck out of water and swim with a person
horses
on the back.
Horses can swim.
Yeah, with a person on the
elephants
back.
Elephants can swim.
Tigers can swim.
Tigers do swim.
Mechanical chickens can swim.
I think the mechanical chicken
with
shouldn't
the
be
proper,
allowed.
Layers of paint put on.
I don't think the mechanical chicken should be allowed to do it. I think they should be the only mount that doesn't do it. So when they go into the water, they don't swim. They start to sink, and then these two little things inflate, and they go, and a little propeller comes out, and they start. It just turns into
actually,
a boat.
Yeah, no, that'd be good.
Considering how lazy Blizzard are with animating the mounts, like my Hippo Gyriff mount, they've only just refixed the animation on its walking, which is the same as its flying.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to put in all these floaty animation things for the robot chicken, are they?
But they should.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should, but let's face it, they're not.
I
want my new dances. They promised me new dances.
Talking about mounts is one thing.
I want my dances.
One thing I'm really, really annoyed about is. You ready?
Go on.
Go ahead.
Druids. The only people.
They're useless nowadays.
That can have their flying ability without having to get a mount, because they have the flying thing, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Then to everybody else, the reason why I was a paladin, paladins, you don't have to buy a mount. You get your first two mounts free. Warlocks, exactly the same. Where the hell is the warlock and the paladin flying mount? They should have had a griffin in this really nice armor and stuff like that. And a paladin should have had some sort of beast that's on fire and just kind of like this demon... thing.
Paladin with a beast on fire.
No, the warlock. Sorry, the warlock should have been have like this
warrior of the light.
I
this
would
have demon,
because someone was telling me, and I didn't know how true it was. In I don't know, they were giving a load of BS of the fact that the Death Knight flying mount, it is like the one you see in the instance of the beginning bit, because there are these flying mounts that are dead. But I didn't believe in that. There is actually a Death Knight flying.
The
mount
fly here. Points from. Death Knight Castle Land.
Yeah.
If you get on a fly point there, it's a skeleton mount. But the actual flying mount they have are just normal flying mounts.
See, I think that would be really cool. It's a shame they didn't bring that out.
They're doing a couple more mounts from professions, like the engineer, his motorbike, the tailor in his flying carpet, you know, things like that. And hopefully they'll bring out a few more.
But I think that would be really cool. I just like the idea of it.
Meh, I've got my hippogriff.
Yeah.
There are definitely a lot more.
Which goes very well with Dinendal, Guardian of Cenarius, Elf Dude.
I must say, at the end of the day,
considering
I
roleplay all the time as well, you know.
I just want a dragon. Big red dragon. That would make me happy. Or a big blue dragon.
Dragon. Dude, we were killing the dragons a couple of levels ago. Now, why do you want to be their friend?
Dragons are a thing of the past. I've had dragons for years.
Yeah. I just want to ride one.
Just suck up to the Neverwing, and then you just fly over to that island, and you can do all their quests.
For the next 6 months of your life.
Yeah.
So, translation from Chris skills to Adam skills for the next
16 years.
No, it wouldn't be six. It'd be the next 3 years. I'm getting better.
Yeah, and the new thing we've been doing really is we've been getting a bit bored of our level 80s, really.
Yeah.
I find I am not interested in Dragonstar much more.
I like Dylan now.
But the whole thing as well is. I mean, I wish my main had never been a warrior, but, you know, I'm trying to level up my other classes.
I saw you trying to level up Donut.
Yeah, I'm trying hard to jam Donut now. He's gone up 4 levels in the last week, so it's pretty good. Almost level 63 now.
Yeah, maybe if you wait up a bit for everyone else, you know, it would be easier.
Yeah, though I've got Stan to level up with.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Get Madison up. We could do with a mage.
Yeah, I've still got my Madison up at 72 now. So I just want something a bit better for the arenas. Arenas are dragging me down so much at the moment.
Madison. Perfect.
Madison. Jam Donut would be pretty good, alright?
Nah. Get Madison up. I don't like these sneaky rogue types.
I'll tell sneaky you what, rogues. A very good arena combination for 2v2 is two rogues. They kick ass pretty well if they're good players.
Hang on a minute. The last lot of rogues we fought, we pwned them easily.
Yeah, but they were noobs. But we've been
literally my opening volley took off half of Wanda's health.
We've been up against,
and then he tried to go invisible, and he was shit.
We've been
I can still
against
see him.
Two rogues before who were amazing. Like they'd sap you, and then they'd kill me before you were even unsapped, and then they'd
That's
kill
because
you
because you've got crap armor.
That's the thing. If two rogues and there's no hunter,
and
there,
poor resilience,
you're all right.
I'll tell you what. If I set into a trade chat, 769 or whatever resilience hunter looking for 2v2, I get so many offers.
No, I don't think resilience is a big thing for warriors. No.
Because yeah, that's why you die.
No. See, we make it for plate armor and stuff, and it's more about damage and.
Yeah, well, resilience pushes your damage up as well.
Yeah, it doesn't. Resilience doesn't affect your damage.
Yeah, one resilience point equals 10,000 DPS. That's why the Dinadal does so much DPS.
No way.
Isn't that right, Adam?
That is right.
What's resilience?
But,
don't marry your level.
I don't really like the way they've played with the arenas recently anyway.
Nah, the arenas are alright.
Well, 2009 arena is out. You thinking of joining?
Prize money of $200,000.
What, of our hunter and warrior?
No, basically what you do is you pay something like 10 quid or something.
10 quid? Piss off.
And you can enter just a proper arena thing where you create a specific character. It can be anything.
Any class,
yeah,
any
it can
spec.
Be any class of any
and
spec.
And you put on any gear you want.
From the game. So basically you can get the high-end raid boss's last, you know, whatever, and tune your character to the best of the best. And then it's all down to getting a couple of friends. And
it's all down to lag. He with the least lag wins.
And going for it. But there are a lot of cool prizes other than cash prizes. There's you can get an armoured Murloc pet.
Armoured donut.
Have you seen that one?
I haven't seen the armoured Murloc, but I heard about it.
Yeah.
I thought that was
so
quite
there's quite a lot of in-game...
junk to have.
Yeah. And but you have to be, you know, averagely good, I suppose. Because people that would
Dude.
Enter...
Back in the olden days, we were kicking butt.
Yes, we need
what
to
happened?
Find, we just need to find someone who's better.
Blizzard ruined it.
We just need to find someone better than me.
Oh, you're on about for your 3v3.
For anything.
Well, it was 5v5 was how we did our best. We had a really good mage. Our druid was alright. Amelin then was fairly alright. Me and Dragasar were both like fully brutal geared almost, apart from like our shoulders, I think, or something. And, you know, we were just kicking butt.
Yes, we actually made it to the top 30% of that season.
I think it's a good thing, the arenas. It gives people another element of something else to do in the game while they're waiting for
the next
content.
The whole matchmaking system now has sort of spoiled it a bit. There's no...
They should lose the matchmaking system. I don't care if I fight a bunch of noobs. I feel good when I fight noobs. Pew, pew, and they're all dead. It's like, ah!
Yeah, and I don't mind fighting, you know,
I don't mind having the old match where I get totally hammered by, like, a 2,200 rated team.
Yeah, but then...
Because it mixes it up a bit.
The problem is now, is that the system, the point system, has it so that you can actually never get to a stage where you'll earn rewards from a PvP rating.
Adam!
Do you know what I mean? You could realistically never reach...
Oh, yeah. We'll be in a minute.
Never reach a rating where you could get gear.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
She's hungry. The knives are in the oven. We did run over by 7 minutes.
Run over what? By 7 minutes?
We normally finish at 8.
Oh, I suppose you spent an hour talking before we started recording.
Yeah, I talk too much.
You jibber jabber.
Jibber jabber jibber jabber.
Yeah, so what else?
All sorts. But it's going to have to be carried on till next week.
Great. Well, next week I will be reviewing Empire Total War.
You're going to go get it?
Of course I'm going to go get it.
The epic one?
Special Forces Edition, yeah.
And next week, everyone must tune in because we're going to talk about how to make 100,000 gold in 10 hours.
Oh, really?
Cool. I also found a really nice, which I'll probably talk about next week, found a really nice website that's got...
So we're reviewing games and you're reviewing a website.
It's got a nice little kind of what look like racetracks printed onto all the maps, showing you what pattern you should run around on your mount on all the areas where you'd go past all of the...
I do that. Don't tell anyone else the roots.
So are we going to sign up for the 2009 official arenas?
No.
Why?
£10, piss off.
Well, I don't know if it's actually £10. I know you have to pay...
Well, no, it's £50 when you have a look at it.
Last year, you had to pay, I can't remember. But...
Yeah, but the thing is, who would be in the team with us?
I'm not sure if you can
enter... Adam, to be fair, doesn't have much experience. Yeah, so we'd have to get him going on it.
Thing
first.
Is, I don't know if there's a
and
choice...
I don't like arenas with poles and stuff in.
I don't know if you get the options of 2v2, 3v3 or 5v5, or if it's just 3v3.
Should it be really awesome? 1,000 versus 1,000 player arena matches.
That'd be just luck.
Like gladiators, where you actually had a small army versus a small
army. Whoever's
computer
doesn't get lagged to hell wins.
They should have a full-on 40-man raid versus 40-man raid arena. Now, that would actually be quite cool. You'd never get a team together, but...
Yeah. One-on-one would be good.
One-on-one arenas would be cool, because then at least you can't blame anyone else. And...
Exactly. The Din, I mean, even...
But I don't...
Warriors go down without even hitting me.
Yeah,
Death Knights, they might get a couple of hits in.
I think maybe that's the reason why they
Rogues
would never
are a
do...
bit annoying, unless I can get away from them.
I think that's the reason why they'd never do 1v1, because some classes they would find are actually just overpowered compared to others.
Are you saying I'm overpowered?
No, but you
Hunters have been nerfed, boy.
Look at a
Back in the older days, I could kill you without you even knowing what's going on.
Look at a Paladin and a Warrior. You'll never, ever get a Warrior to be a Paladin.
Oh yeah, do you want to bet? You just need skill, boy. You want to go pew, 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 and then
right, say they're both... more or less at the same skill level. They would never, ever...
Yeah, you just need the skill. Right. We'll be signing off until next week.
Yeah, because I want to go get some
Adam
is eating food.
If anyone can forward a video of a warrior beating a paladin...
Yeah, the microphone doesn't hear you when you speak to the window.
I'm sure they heard.
A
warrior beating a paladin of about the same gear, same skill. Yeah, I'd be quite surprised.
I've done it before.
No, you don't even have a warrior.
I've got several warriors.
Yeah.
Feedback can be sent to feedback@gamercast.net or can be left on the blog at gamercast.net. Other than that, we will see everyone next week with our Empire Total War review.
And fingers crossed I actually get some money to buy a new game.
Yeah. Or you could donate Adam some money.
Or buy my scanner off me.
Yeah, Adam has a scanner for sale.
Yeah.
How much do you want for it?
£30.
£30, and it's yours. Buyer collects. Alrighty, we'll be back next week.